God bless you mightily as you tune in. We will look at the art of watching. Those of you who are familiar with scriptures, we know that we are admonished to watch always. To watch as the salvation of our Lord Jesus is being unveiled upon the earth. I'll start off by reading Psalm 102, which is a prayer of someone who is aspiring to see the good of Jerusalem. Somebody who is aspiring to taste of the joy of his salvation. Psalm 102 verse 7, I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thy indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. Hallelujah. Let me stop here. I'll just try to explain what is happening here. The psalmist who is actually aspiring to see the good of the Lord says he stands as a sparrow upon the housetop. The sparrow upon the housetop is symbolic of a soul that stands high up in a consciousness where he is in touch with the truth. Hallelujah. The sparrow on the rooftop is symbolic of a soul that is watchful. You see, it on the rooftop is where you have light. If you remember when Jesus spoke to the disciples, he once said, there is nothing hidden that shall not be uncovered. See, nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Everything that has been said in darkness, in ignorance, shall be brought to light in these last days. Everything shall be brought to light and exposed by the truth. See, you see this in Luke chapter 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in light, And that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the rooftops. Hallelujah. And I say unto you, my friends, do not be afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they can do no more. Hallelujah. For I forewarn you, whom you shall fear, fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear him. And not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is gotten before God. But even the very hairs of your ears are numbered. Fear not therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. I say unto you, whatever you, whosoever confesses me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denied me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. You see what is happening here? Jesus Christ is giving a hint on what it means to watch from the rooftop. Like I said, the rooftop talks about the open place where there is light. Nothing is hidden. The sparrow upon the rooftop is symbolic of the soul that comes to the place where he begins to speak truth. Brethren, in our human experience, we have lived the lie. We have spoken the lie, and we have, you know, perceived things in the dark. We have heard things in the dark. You see it? And this knowledge is what has edified and brought out the outer man of the flesh. See it? That knowledge we have received in our human experience is a knowledge that only edifies the outer temporal body. And it goes according to the natural instincts of man. You see it? All along we have neglected the truth of God, which is locked up on the inside of every man. We have neglected the glory of God, the Son of God, who is in and in every man, in and through every man. Hallelujah. But the time has come now. If you have the revelation of what God is saying in this hour, you will begin to awaken in your consciousness, in your conscious faculties, and begin to speak things in the light, speak things in the truth, walk in the truth. What is the truth? Christ is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the light. We must begin to recognize that inner man. Recognize Christ in us. We must begin to recognize the invisible personality on the inside of every man, which is one body before the eyes of God. Hallelujah. It's only as we lay aside the vanities of this world and arise up in our consciousness like the sparrow upon the housetops that we can now be granted entrance back to that place called the New Jerusalem. When you are working in your consciousness, you realize that that is the uppermost thing in the mind of God. that his city be restored. And the city is restored only as you are waking and return back to your original estate in God. Don't you know that you are the city set upon the hill? Don't you know that the church is the heavenly Jerusalem? Don't you know that we form that city of God where God dwells, where the glory of the Lord can be dwelt? But like the psalmist says in Psalm 102, we must begin to take pleasure in our dust. Hallelujah. Amen. We must come to that solitary place. It will look very solitary initially as you begin to walk your way back to that oneness, or rather back to that original state that you had in Christ. It might be a walk that is very, very lonely initially. You might find yourself alone. You see it? And the voices around you might not sound encouraging. That is why the psalmist says that the enemies reproach me all day. The enemies are the voices of unbelief, of fear, of doubt. All these voices and circumstances around you that try to sway you away from the hope of your calling. Amen. But you must stand your ground. Remain on the rooftop. Don't come down. Jesus Christ says, those of you on the rooftop, do not come down anymore to pick up your goods. The goods are burnt up. There are no more. We must arise in our consciousness and enter back through the eye of the needle back into the spirit realm. And begin to recognize a spiritual kingdom. An infinite, vast, eternal kingdom. Which is God's kingdom. Which is our origin and our destination. We must begin to walk in relation to that invisible presence. Walk recognizing our true substance, our true nature, who we truly are, where we come from, where we are going. Hallelujah. Amen. The time has come for God to show favor to Zion. And that favor can only come for those who are watchful. Those who arise up. Hallelujah. These are the ones who will appear in glory as the Lord appears in glory. Hallelujah. Amen. These are the ones who will be loosened from the grip of death. Let's go down to Psalm 102 verse 16. Psalm 102 verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people shall be created, shall praise God. Hallelujah. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered, hallelujah, together, and the nations serve the Lord. Amen. If you want to be gathered among those who are being gathered to serve the Lord, to behold his glory, hallelujah. If we want to be among those who will be loosened from the prison house of death. If you want to know praise, singing, joy, if you want to know the fullness of the beauty and the salvation of the Lord, if you want to be partakers of this heavenly calling, if you want to be partakers of immortality, if you want to endure forever, we must put on the spirit of the watchman, watching and watching and watching. When you are watching, you are actually aware of what is happening around you. You are conscious, isn't it? But him that is not watching, the person that does not watch, is asleep. And when you are not asleep, you are not conscious of reality. See it? The only truth to be conscious about is that you are a son of God. That you have been from the beginning with the Father. Even though you find yourself now in the form of a human being who was born a couple of years ago, God is saying, remember, awake from the sleep and let Christ shine upon you. Hallelujah. Awake and recognize your true substance. Awake and recognize the only substance in all and through all men. Awake and recognize your Father, who is the Father of all. Hallelujah. Awake and realize the invisible kingdom of God that has been and will always be. Hallelujah. Begin to walk in relation to that eternal presence. Hallelujah. When you are watchful, your spiritual faculties are awake in truth. Then you can recognize your brethren in humanity, dispersed all over humanity. Then you can recognize the Lord seated in his temple as you watch diligently. The watchman is very attentive. He's not distracted. One moment of distraction could cost him his job. Hallelujah. You see it? One moment of sleep could ruin the whole thing for him. Amen. If we are still bitter, if we are still having wars and warrings with the brethren, with men, if you still indulge in wicked acts of hate, greed, gluttony, and all these things that we see in humanity, then you are still asleep. The time has come to awake. Awake and let Christ shine on you. Awake and come in and enjoy the presence of your Father. Awake and come into the reality of the vast resources we have at our disposal, reserved in the heavens throughout eternity. Oh, hallelujah. If you turn quickly to the book of Thessalonians, this is a letter Paul wrote to the Thessalonians concerning watchfulness. But you, brethren, First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 4. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of our salvation. For the Lord has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us not sleep. We are of the day. We have been appointed to taste of that salvation of the Lord. That salvation that has been preached about, talked about for ages. A people shall praise the Lord. A people shall show forth the glory of the Lord. We have been appointed for that, not unto wrath. You see it? Those who reject the mercy of the Lord only suffer wrath, indignation, anguish of soul, torment. Hallelujah. As the Lord is revealed from heaven, as Christ is being revealed through his saints, let's face it, no man can push back the coming of the Lord. If you do not accept to be used as a vessel, the Lord will use somebody else. But the Lord will definitely be seen and known by all the nations. He appears to his people. Hallelujah. And as he appears, he wages war against death. He wages war against the fruits of death. He wages war against darkness, so that anyone that rejects the grace of the Lord Jesus and holds on to the works of darkness and prefers to hang out with the vanities of this world will ultimately suffer indignation and the wrath of God. But this is not our portion. We who are watchful, we who fly to the rooftop like the sparrow to watch, waiting for the Lord, waiting for his coming, waiting for his revelation. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. The Lord has got my soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Your soul will escape as the bird out of the fowler only as you wait on the Lord. It's only your waiting and walking in the truth, confessing the truth, speaking the truth always, ever mindful of the true inner body, which is the body of the Lord, ever mindful of the incorruptible seed in you, and the inheritance attached to that seed. Hallelujah. Not being carried away like the world, not going back to sleep with the world and going about, you know, pursuing gain of the world and go about drunken with the lies and, you know, the lies of men and go about staggering, vomiting here and there, vomiting our shame. Oh, hallelujah. We have to be sober at all times. Sober in the spirit. Sobriety in the spirit. means a mind focused on truth. You see, he's not talking about beer here or anything, wine or whatever. The wine, the beer, or the drunkenness of the Bible is caused by lies. The lies, you know, that constitute this world. The world, the men you see today are drunk. They are all blinded. That's why you see wars, hate, jealousies. People trying to grab and grab and grab, thinking they can gain something. They are only living in illusion. But when they wake up, they realize that they were only drunk. So we are appointed unto life. We are appointed unto the salvation of the Lord. We are appointed to drink of the fountains of living water. So let us hang tight. Amen. I'm going to round up with, you know, some verses from the book of Luke. Jesus here also confirms how that we as Christians must continuously, we must keep up, put up that attitude of watchfulness. Watchfulness. So that in due season, we shall be exalted. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 12 verse 35. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. You see, the light of truth, the eyes of your understanding. Let it be burning with truth. Amen. Let your eyes of understanding continuously be illuminated with the truth of God. Always speaking the truth and not being carried away by the lies and illusions that litter this world. Let's go on verse 36. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he shall get himself and make them to sit down to meat, and with comfort and serve them. And if he come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. You see, and when the Lord says blessed, you know what it means. And this know that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered this house to be broken through. But ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. Amen. But if the servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to drink and eat and be drunken, the Lord of the servant will come in a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and cut him in asunder, and appoint him his portion with unbelievers. Hallelujah. Are you listening to that? either you are being exalted or you are being demoted. Either you are reaping the blessings of the Lord or you are reaping stripes, punishment. Hallelujah. If we diligently hang on to the faith day and night, waiting day and night, laboring day and night, serving, distributing the word of truth within ourselves and to the brethren, constantly meditating on the word of truth, constantly focused, stay focused on the seed of Christ locked up in man. Humble yourself to become a servant, giving meat in due season, confessing the truth always, you will be exalted in due season. The Lord says you will be exalted in due season, so that the Lord will make you ruler over all that he has. Hallelujah. Oh, you become custodians to the riches, to the treasures of God. Hallelujah. You become as your master with all splendor and all glory. Oh, hallelujah. But there must be that zeal to continue. There must be that zeal to continue stirring ourselves up, so that we don't become like the other servant who, along the line, you know, loses patience and goes out drinking. And the eyes of his understanding begins to obscure once more. And he goes back to the world. He goes back to doing that thing that he was delivered from. Stir up ourselves. See it? Hallelujah. He becomes drunk, beating and fighting the other servants. Strife, hatred, malice, backbiting, and all these things we see in this world begin to come back. Jealousy, those things that you thought you've left, begin to come back. But God says one thing now. Persevere unto the end. The attitude of the watchman. Is one that leaves all. To stay focused. On the truth. We must leave all the vanities. And everything that distracts us. The cares of life. Your ambitions in this world. Let your ambition, your eyes be focused on the King. Let your eyes be focused on that promise that is about to be revealed from heaven. Hallelujah. Because he shall appear in you. As he appears, you appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Seeing you is seeing the Lord in that day of exaltation. In that day of exaltation, as he is, so shall you be. Hallelujah. In all purity, in all perfection, in all glory and in all power. The power of the only begotten of God, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. So don't cast away this hope. Hallelujah. You keep that spirit burning. The watchfulness by fellowshipping always, meditating always, avoiding company that does not edify. Hallelujah. Constantly meditating. Hallelujah. Constantly remembering the grace that is in the blood of Jesus, so that you don't let condemnation swallow you along the line. Don't let the devil consume you like a serpent in the desert. See it? Don't let the voice of condemnation, bitterness, regret self-pity. You see it? And all these things sway you away from the hope of your calling. The Lord that has called you will perfect the word in you. He will perfect the word in you and bring you to the expected end that you are looking for. In due season, you shall be gathered in among those that are gathered to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us arise, fly to the rooftop like the sparrow, and sing the song of the Lord. Sing the song of truth, confessing the name of the Lord Jesus, which is actually on the inside of you, the Spirit of Christ in you, continuously. Amen.